Well, good evening, everyone. Nice of you all to join us on this dark, wet night. I guess you must have seen the light. The blue lights, that is, not the ones at that suspicious, spooky Frankenstein house down the road. I must thank my trusty police constables for getting you all here safely in the hope of solving the disappearance, or should I say, murder, of the studio owner and motion picture director, Jacqueline Hyde. It appears we have a bit of a science fiction double feature going on today, or at least we did until Jacqueline was discovered missing. The studio floor is covered in weird electronic gizmos, and there's flora all over the place, like the set has been overrun by plants. I've been told it's supposed to look like this, however, I've spotted a strange pool of icky red liquid. Either fake theatre blood or real, not quite sure as yet, and some scorch marks reminiscent of a high-voltage electrical discharge. There's also a sign which we can't quite read as yet, as it's been planted face down in all the blood-like stuff. Seems we have our hands tied a little while we wait for the scene of the crime team to get here and do some preliminary work. Hopefully, once they've clarified the nature of the icky stuff and taken lots of photos and fingerprints, we'll be able to lift that sign and read what it says. Normally, in a case like this, we wouldn't have suspected a murder, except that Magenta Toner here was the one who called us. She was also the one who named all of you as possible suspects in this inquiry, so if you have anyone to thank for being hauled in here, it's her. Whatever, you're all here now, and we believe, though we can't be sure, that the studio director and owner Jacqueline Hyde is not just missing, but also dead. Killed somehow in the studio and her body removed or hidden in some way. Once the crime scene team have got here, we'll know more. But for now, I'd like to suggest that you introduce yourselves to each other while you all wait. Frankie, perhaps you could start us off.